Author Karen Spear Zacharias was among those who came to the Vietnam Memorial Wall today. She brought us this commentary in honor of her father, Staff Sergeant David Spears.
My father was killed in the war that shamed a nation. Growing up, I resented being the daughter of a soldier killed in action. Upon learning the nature of my semi-orphan status, complete strangers and kindly neighbors would stare at me with a mixture of pity and fury, then declare, "What a waste." As a young girl, I was never sure if they meant my father's life was a waste or his death was in vain. Dad died in 1966 at the start of my fourth grade year. I don't remember anything of that school year except the sad way my teacher stared at me. I didn't like it. But rather than say anything, I tried to stay busy. I did the same thing at home. Tried my best to stay out of Mama's way, hoping that I wasn't too big of a burden to her, and praying nightly that God wouldn't snatch her away too, 'cause then whatever would I do? I didn't talk much about my father in those days. I was trying to do what everybody thought I ought to do, forget it and move on. But on the inside, down deep where only God and dead fathers know what's in a girl's heart, I swore that one day I was going to make things right. I'd prove all those people wrong, those people who said, "What a waste." I promised I'd get that education that my father never got the chance to. I wasn't a particularly good student, but I liked books and read a lot. A girlfriend helped me to apply for college, and to our delight, I was accepted. Dad's GI Bill helped pay my way. The 25th Infantry Division, my dad's unit, gave me a scholarship that helped me buy books. I studied hard in college. I knew Dad would want me to. It was during my freshman year of college that I began to talk to my father again. I'd go on walks across the campus and tell him all about my day, how hard biology was, and did he understand anything about geology? He never said anything, but I knew he was listening to everything I said. I knew he overheard everything my college roommate said, too. The worst of which was when she told the entire study room it was a damn shame her parents' tax dollars had to go to support my college education just because my father had died in that stupid war. I wanted to cuss her back. Instead, I simply picked up my books and said, "You know what I wish? I wish I could give back every single penny of your parents' tax dollars for one more day with my father." My college graduation day remains one of the brightest of my life. I was the first member of my father's family to earn a college degree. It felt as if in some small measure I'd made sure my father's death wasn't in vain. I was finally able to let go of the childhood fury that had propelled me into an adult hell-bent on redeeming the sins of a wrong-headed war. I placed that anger at the altar of Panel 9 East of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall during Veterans Day of 2002, my first trip to the wall. It's a trip I make every year now. For me, it's like a church homecoming. It's the one place where I can gather with men and women who dedicated their youth to faithfully serving the country that called them to war. I've come to understand that no matter how misguided a war might be, a soldier's service is never a waste. It's a sacrifice, one for which a free people should always be grateful.
Writer Karen Spear Zacharias. Her latest book is entitled After the Flag Has Been Folded.